I would like to introduce tonight's feature reader. Sharan Paul Rubrai is an associate professor in the Department of Women's and Gender Studies at the University of Winnipeg. Dr. Rubrai's first collection of poetry, Seva, was shortlisted for the Stephen G. Stevenson Award for Poetry, and her second collection, Pressure Cooker Love Bomb, was shortlisted for multiple poetry awards across Canada and internationally. She was the 2019-2020 Canadian Writer in Residence for the Calgary Distinguished Writers Program. Please make sure your mics are muted, and please give a silent welcome to Sharan Paul.
Oh, the silent welcome. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Oh, wow. Winnipeg! Speaking Crow. I remember Speaking Crow back in its, you know, its first days, and Ryan Land and Tanis McDonald, all of us sitting around a table, and Ryan pushing us to, you know, get up there and, you know, start Speaking Crow. And lo and behold, it's been going ever since. That's absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much. I just want to acknowledge that I'm actually not in Winnipeg, and I'm actually on the territories, the traditional territories of the people of Treaty 7 region in southern Alberta. The city of Calgary is also home to the Métis Nation, located Métis Nation of Alberta Region 3. I was not, have not been able, due to COVID, not been able to travel back to Winnipeg. But I just want to add that I am working and working towards creating good relations with all people and all treaty people. And I think it's important that even though we might not be on the lands and that we are supposed to be on, quote unquote, that we still acknowledge where we are. So thank you to Speaking Crow for inviting me back and for being on the internet. I know this is a lot of work. So, you know, thank you to Speaking Crow and all the organizers, organizing poets. It's like herding cats. So I completely understand that. So thank you so much. And to the Winnipeg International Writing Festival. And of course, to the Winnipeg Public Library, because I know that if we were in Winnipeg, we would be at the downtown library, and that would be amazing. And, you know, we would all be there together. And so thank you for hosting, you know, still in the library. I'm sure it will continue in that library as we go forward. So just because of the Crow poems, you know, I've been here in Calgary and reading work from... You know, I've been trying to start my readings with a poem from Sharon Prue Turner's work. And the reason for that is she was a dear friend, but she was also somebody who wrote quite a lot of books, a lot of poetry, but not quite well known, right? And she, you know, she died a few years ago. And this is one of her books, The Trees Are Still Bending South. I just want to, you know, have that up for everybody. You know, and she was a two-spirited woman, mate from the Métis Nation of Alberta. And, you know, she was a dear friend. And, you know, one of our last conversations as she was in hospice was me telling her that I was going to make her famous. And, you know, in her Sharon Prue-Turner way, she said, "You do that." And so, you know, I've been trying to start my readings with one of her works every time I'm asked to read. So I would like to just start by reading Two Spirit Love Poem number 3. And actually this poem is on a website called Questions for Our Ancestors, which is put together by Shanice Jah Muhammad, who is another fine poet. And she asked, you know, this kind of question, you know, what would you say to your ancestors and what would you say to your descendants? And I just thought, well, this is perfect, you know, Sharon's work for that. So Two Spirit Love Poem number 3, and it comes from The Trees Are Still Bending South, Sharon Prue Turner, but this is on questionsforourancestors.com, and you can find that poem there. In some cultures, when a woman dreams she's a sun lover, she becomes a sun dancer. I had no such dreams of sun, but dreams of you as we walked the blue mountains. Winter sun warming the sides of our faces, the backs of our necks, you and me opening pathways in the snow, our future as new to us now, as alive and certain, as a distant morning star, welcoming sun as she rises, her face opened in our eyes. So that is from Sharon Prue Turner. And you can find that, that poem on questionsforourancestors.com. My response to that poem, I'll read that now, and it's simply called Questions and Remedies. Ancestors tell us how to continue inside a world of lovers long forgotten, inside a world of how to be remembered on the page, in books, in our memory and taste buds. Ancestors haunt us through our bone marrow. Ancestors whisper all that you know when I'm asleep, murmur answers from the universe like my lover does in movie theaters, broadcast beyond the world with stories that fuel our cells. Ancestors defend our love poems back to us. Ancestors, we have queries about your whereabouts. A flash on the street corner blinds us. A lime green coat crosses the street. A double take. A gray-haired woman turns slightly to reveal a profile. We linger at the street corner, tear-filled, stop in the middle of the road, chin wobble. We reach out, arms at the ready, a bubble up quick, an ugly cry. Ancestors, show us our own heart. I'll just quickly put, thank you. I'll just put that link in there for everybody. And if you have a chance to look at that website, I think it's quite beautiful. Because it's Speaking Crow and we have a crow poem, this is a poem that I actually wrote for Sharon for a conference. And I was like, oh, crow poem. I should, you know, it's new. I haven't read it out loud. And so I'm going to read this poem, and it was for Sharon. She didn't get to hear it, but she's definitely in it. A Crow Swoops Back, for Sharon Prue Turner. A skinny one, but with a straight back, taller with boots, shorter black feathers, hair streaked salt and pepper with flecks of gold from Alberta. Those were wild times. Oh, the stampede. They teach us line dancing in gym class until grade 10. Got to keep up with the two-steppers. When did you fly back to the good old Peg City? Got here in August, but it took a month, a short break in Regina, you know. Flex a little, had a few drinks, memory of return, settled in, and it was an uneasy flight path from there on in. Everyone returns, full stop. But there's always a but, everyone returns to the meeting spot, full stop. A few times around the block, the ease of traffic between lanes, this is not going to be difficult. This is not going to be a difficult move of cities as I get roots, dig up old memories one at a time, ease of flying to and fro. At the corner of Balmoral Street and St. Mary's Avenue, a low voice offers me a job. 20 for a BJ, just as I get. The woman at the hair salon asks for payment up front, just as I get stalked in the bay, just as then trapped in Shoppers. We like our own here. Everyone returns to the meeting spot, full stop. Winnipeg, we have a problem. We jump fences and dare to love each other out of Winnipeg. You cannot be loved in Winnipeg. There have been too many songs, poems, videos already about Winnipeg. You cannot be loved. Winnipeg, you cannot be loved. Sharon, is that you? Sometimes you are in other cities. I see you and you and you, lovers, former, present, but always heartfelt. My BFF from middle school works at Safeway. She doesn't forget us, young us. Sitting outside the school of our middle year's desires, she looks taller, tells me she's a mother and afraid of flying and speaking in public. Is there someone I'm searching for in that muddy water? A fragment, bone, teeth, black hair tie. Every time I walk over the bridge, I scan down. It's closing in on itself, one negative degree at a time. Sharon, is that you? I'm thinking of you, Sharon, and it's 3 a.m., writing practice that you shared with me, dream world, pen and paper, that real world that you once said, a whole writing life in the middle of the night, waiting for us to see as sharp as daylight between sleep and pillow. I think of you when I desire location of mind, crave bird-eye views of the river. I told you about Louis Riel overlooking Muddy River, the backside of Golden Boy, and the polar bear statues moving in place. When you died, we felt it no need to rush upstairs. The air filled our hearts, static, our hearts in your dream world. Sharon, is that you I see in the tree? The bald eagle in the tree branches, trying to trust my eyes. Sharon, is that you? Perched in the V in the tree branches, white head moves slightly. Sharon, is that you? A conversation between Eagle and Louis Riel, a conversation between Sharon and Riel. I do not know how to witness. Do I take notes? An hour gone by, Sharon, Eagle, and Riel still chatting away. Keep the water muddy. Keep the ice flowing. Could you speak up? I can't write fast enough. Sharon, that is you. So that is a crow sweeps back. And that was for Sharon as well. I'm going to read a little bit from Pressure Cooker Love Bomb. But I'm going to end backwards. I'm going to end with Seva. only because I was thinking about all the, you know, Winnipeg moments and, wanting to sort of be there with you all and, knowing that I can't right now. So this is Pressure Cooker Love Bomb. That's the cover there. And this is Hidden Disobedience. I don't think you need to know too much, but you'll recognize some places in here. Hidden Disobedience. 1. Diasporic hipsters live in shadows. My brother in the basement. I hid behind books. The other sisters loved hockey, football, soccer, anything to keep their eyes glued to the television. We simply frowned when dragged to the Gudawada. We sat cross-legged from 6 to 9, sometimes 11, without question. We waited out our parents. We tiptoed around after dark, drove home drunk, changed into jeans and tank tops in school bathrooms. Once I left prayers to go to a poetry reading, only to return before the adhas. Punjabis dispersed across the city. There was no surveillance to photograph our acts of rebellion. Life was simple to be two people. Life was simple to be two people, to have two lives, one in Osborne Village, the other in St. Vital, effortless to slip into another life. 2. Had we screamed out loud, enjoyed the beatings, left home, had a car crash, tore off our turbans, junis, and kasharas, brown girl rebels that got caught every time, you might still be alive. You might still be here, living a life, maybe an arranged marriage life, maybe an off-the-grid contract, maybe a white life, but you would be a maybe, a searchable Facebook life. We might be together. And then part of Pressure Cooker Love Bomb is giving some instructions, feeling a little bit like an auntie, so or a mossy is what I really like to be called. But this comes from instructions on managing the highs and lows. There's a lot of hashtags in here as well. Hashtag eat something. Hashtag stay warm. Yes, you. A killjoy needs some time in the sun to brown up, tan naturally, soak up power, drink coconut, mango, lime, and tamarind juices. As a killjoy, you will get all the benefits right away. Power up from the inside. When your winter coat feels like a body hug, it's time to book a ticket to the beach. Lay in the sand. Watch body melt. say until the sand and body are the same temperature. Hashtag Winnipeg socials. Your superpower is being invisible. Your superpower is being invisible. People will buzz around you. You stand in the middle of the room. Pull all pieces together. Learn how to survive in place is the only option for us on the prairies. Join the socials, but try not to vomit in the snow. Hashtag eating for one. Eat cake for one meal. I suggest dinner. Have carrot cake. It's a good idea to get a vegetable in there. Clean your fridge every month. Keep small bottles of champagne, and when success happens, pop one open, drink from the bottle. No need for juice. And I'll just read this one here. Hashtag Winnipeg is cold. It might not be cold just yet. Be a snowflake that yields a blizzard. You will not allow your feet to freeze while you while you're walking over the Donald and Osborne bridges. Cold toes are a body trigger. Hashtag telling, not showing. These are my instructions for us to keep us alive. Remember, divide courage, to be open to the young brown faces. Hold them and say, I see you. Forgive them for forgetting the doll on the stove. And I'll just read this last one here. This one's Midlife Escapade. And actually, this one was highlighted in the Memorial Park Library here in Calgary. They did a fence around one of the restaurants, and it was one of the poems that was selected by Rosemary. Midlife Escapade. Filling gaps with hearts. Find stone-shaped hearts on sidewalks. Painted balloon-shaped hearts on building sides. Graffiti hearts. Reality-shaped nonsense hearts. We need to pick hearts. We need to teach young ones to cut out hearts from construction paper, red, brown, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, black. Instead, kiss hearts suck sweet out of each of us. Wake up, heart-shaped, hold hands. We need love poems now. Hashtag love me now. So those are from Pressure Cooker Love Bomb. Yes, thank you. I'm going to read just one from Seva. And only because I'm on a bus in Winnipeg. So there was a call, I believe it was Di Brandt who pulled together a collection of poets and a collection of poetry. And it's on buses. And a friend actually posted it, and I didn't realize that they were up in Winnipeg already, and I'm on the back of the bus, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, it's so funny. And I think that there's the poem itself, I think, is going to be in St. Vital at the St. Vital Library, although I'm not sure if the libraries are open in Winnipeg right now. But I got so excited, and I was like, okay, I have to read this one. So this one is Freedom Summer, and and it's on the back of the bus. Part of it is, anyway. We rode around St. Vital that summer on our banana bikes that seated five. Puvin, always older, pedaled to Sev for Slurpees and Popeye Sigs. I held Puvin tight, Bimmel seated behind me, giggles, Navneet seated backwards with her skinny legs dangling over the back tire, and little Jaydeep perched on the handlebars. We got caught by the police. The cop said, it's unsafe. Silently, we all thought of that word, unsafe. We thought of erecting Gurdwara walls with trapdoors, monks in bathrooms, or parents praying for peace of mind. Unsafe. What did the cop know? We waited for the police car to turn the corner. Five brown girls in perfect balance, with cigs hanging out of the side of our mouths. We thought ourselves tough. So that one comes from Seva. So thank you so much, everybody. This has been wonderful. I can't wait to hear everyone else's poems.